far, so good. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
In general, what we see is a lot of people voting.
Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, Pennsylvania, one of the states with ongoing legal challenges, mainly over mail-in ballots.
We see high turnout. We see election workers who have not had to deal with the spectacle of militias or guns being brandished or threats.
Nationwide, Homeland Security officials say they've seen no credible threat to disrupt today's voting and no activity to question the integrity of election infrastructure. The midterms will decide the balance of power in both the U.S. House and the Senate, though some close races may not have final results tonight. 36 states are choosing governors, including Arizona, where Republican Carrie Lake has already been floated as a potential Trump running mate if the former president runs again in 2024.
I am going to not only be the governor of Arizona for 4 years, I'm going to do two terms. I'm going to be your worst freaking nightmare for 8 years. And we will reform the media as well.
Lake also pledging election reform. She's up against Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, who defended the Biden win in Arizona against Trump's fraud claims. The search for a suspected arsonist in Mississippi after fires were set near a historically black college. Officials in Jackson calling it a major occurrence.
At least seven fires broke out overnight on or near the Jackson State University campus. At least two of the buildings set ablaze were churches. Another fire breaking out on Jackson State's baseball field. Police now on the hunt for one suspected arsonist as they seek to learn the motivation behind the fires.
Fox's Matt Napolitano, none of the fires involved polling places and no injuries reported. An Election Day rally on Wall Street. The Dow up 335 points at the closing bell, though it had been a 500-point rally during the session. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An update on Tropical Storm Nicole just in, now less than 400 miles east of West Palm Beach, Florida, expected to reach hurricane strength before a possible landfall along Florida's Atlantic coast tomorrow or early Thursday. The city of Boston settles a lawsuit over a Christian flag on public property.
The Christian legal organization Liberty Council will receive more than $2 million to cover costs associated with a legal battle over flying a Christian flag outside City Hall. In 2017, the city denied a petition from Boston resident Hal Shurtleff and his Camp Constitution group to temporarily raise the flag on one of three poles on City Hall Plaza. Liberty Council sued, arguing the city approved 284 consecutive applications from private organizations to fly flags before rejecting Shurtleff's request. The case went all the way to the Supreme Court, with justices unanimously ruling the city violated Shurtleff's free speech rights based on his religious views. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Ukraine's president not ruling out peace talks with Russia, though his potential terms might be deal breakers, including the return of all of Ukraine's occupied land. This after revelations there have been talks between Russia and a top U.S. official.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan confirming reports communication lines with top Russian officials have been open in recent months to try to avoid a broader war. And following reports, the Biden administration has been pressuring Kyiv to open negotiations with Moscow. Ukrainian officials now say they are willing to participate in diplomacy on their terms and not with Vladimir Putin. This amid reports of more evacuations and movement of troops around the Russian-held city of Kherson in anticipation of a major battle there. Intense fighting is also reported near the Russian-occupied territory of Donetsk.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv. Recapping stocks, the Dow up 333, the S&P and the NASDAQ also finishing higher. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.